There's some whores in this house. 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 There's some whores.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, I hope, Rachel Oering. Rachel, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. There we go. That's what I wanted to hear. You can listen to us.
Dulcet tones ringing out.
What was that?
Like dulcet tones just ringing out through your speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Your headphones.
We are.
Rattling in your head.
We are beautiful like that. You can listen live every Saturday, except the upcoming Saturday, oddly enough. Every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. And tweet us at Papa's Basement. And follow us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. Or just Papa's Basement. Whatever the hell it be. Rachel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
You set up the Facebook. You're the whiz kid behind that crap.
I didn't do it. I just sent you the link.
You were the one who was paid to tweet for her goddamn job for I don't even know how long.
For like 6 months.
Your previous job, which is no longer around. But we will get to that in a bit.
Okay. Nice
first,
segue.
First, we're going to thank you. Like butter. First, we'll start with the fact that Twitter was down today. For all intents and purposes, right? I mean, it was kind of up, kind of down, mostly down.
I mean, I didn't really have a problem with it because, you know, TweetDeck is kind of a bitch about it, like, using the API. So, mm-hmm. I would just check Twitter.com and stuff would be there. So I wasn't really too worried about it. I didn't freak out like you, old man.
It was fucking killing me. I didn't know until today just how addicted to Twitter I had become. And
how addicted are you?
I don't have a punchline to follow that. I'm just saying it's the last in a long, long line of products that I have become addicted to. There was Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, the Dilly.
What's the Dilly? I've never even heard of that. How old are you?
I am 48.
Jeez.
Come this national, I'm old. Get to it.
What is the Dilly? Is that like Black Planet?
It existed in the same milieu, the same era as Black Planet, yeah. Well, I was shocked. I thought I had Twitter under control. I thought I could do okay with Twitter, especially because it had a website interface.
Yeah.
And I blame you for introducing me to TweetDeck.
TweetDeck is awesome. I don't even know what you're talking. TweetDeck is way better than, like, tweeting through Twitter.com.
Yeah, I would just tweet through Twitter.com all day.
That's so lame. That is super lame.
That's how I used to run my ship.
It's like all those like old guys on there who are like SEO experts. They probably tweet through Twitter.com.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's a bygone technology to actually go to Twitter.com. Like, I'm sure those old guys who are younger than me, they go there and they think they're hip as hell.
I know, it's true. Okay, so TweetDeck was effed up. You didn't like it.
I had no problem
because I'm not an old.
I thought I had a really good tweet on my hands. Some dorky friend of mine who does a website of his own, he had posted maybe like midnight yesterday on Facebook some picture. He's like, you know, I'm a geek. I'm just going to admit this gave me a boner. And it was a picture of a chick dressed in a Darth Vader corset.
Yeah, I saw that on Geekology like 3 days ago.
Okay, eat crap. We don't all... if I can't talk to girls who will show me their boobs, I'm not on that website. So I don't care. I saw that, and there's also a chick in a Stormtrooper corset.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is good stuff. So I tweet the amazingly funny... Was it something along the lines of, I want to slam my lightsaber in between Darth Vader's tits in this pic?
Yeah, something like that.
It was witty and genius. I mean, who lightsaber is a euphemism for penis? Come on.
Yeah.
That has never been done before.
Yeah.
That was brave new world. So
Okay. Go on.
I'm just saying, that's how I start my goddamn everyday. Like, I literally will write down a list of funny crap that I can use to tweet every morning to start promoting, you know, Papa's Basement. Shut the hell up. To drive people to the website. And so I figure if I have a few yuckles during the day, and I link my website on my Twitter profile, people will go, hey, who's this funny rapscallion?
Yeah.
I want to see what he's all about. The page he calls home.
Maybe. No one, I don't know. I don't really go to people, especially since I use TweetDeck, I don't really go to people's home pages a lot, so. I don't know. You know what would be really good to drive traffic? Would be to write stuff on your blog and link to it.
Yeah.
God.
Cool.
I should call myself an internet marketing expert. Jeez.
Mashable
all up in this bitch.
Way to, like, derail everything I do every day. Do you want to just go out there and say podcasts are for faggots?
I mean, they kind of are. Come on. Who does podcasts besides, like, Adam Carolla?
You know what? That's all I had.
What?
I was going to say Adam Carolla, but you took the wind right out of there, so.
I'm pretty much just trying to derail everything you do tonight. Is it working?
Thanks, Veronica. I've missed you. How are you?
But I'm actually funny, so it's okay if I do it. Zing. Okay, so anyhow, you're pissed about Twitter. You're pissed
anything
about your quote-unquote witty comment on
Twitter.
Well,
okay, I threw up my tweet, and, you know, this is just such an insight into what a piece of human crap I am. I threw up my tweet on TweetDeck, and TweetDeck checks if you've received tweets, like, what, every 20 seconds or something?
Yeah.
That's not fast enough for me. I'm just sitting there every 2 seconds, reload. And this goes on for like 10 minutes. Anytime I tweet, I'm just like, gotta see what they say.
Lord.
Reload. This gives me meaning in life.
Are you kind of disappointed when it's just me replying to your stuff?
I'll even settle for you.
You.
I will even take you if it means someone said something. Like, seriously, if I get no replies, I'm devastated. I'm just like, F this. F them all.
Not everything.
I'm like Van Gogh. That's how ahead of my time I am. I'm going to chop off my ear and die in obscurity, and then 100 years later, they will be whacking off to my starry night.
Oh, God.
That is what goes...
I mean, I tweet a lot, and a lot of things... I actually don't get replies, but it doesn't mean people don't see them or read them or laugh at them. Like, someone will, like, DM me about something and be like, oh, I read such and such, it was really funny. Or, like, people that I know in person, like, I'll DM and they'll be like, hey, how's that thing you were talking about on Twitter going? And so, I mean, people see that stuff.
Not to sound like the king of all issues, but, yeah, I need to be acknowledged in every way, every second of every day.
You're such a jerk idiot.
I need nonstop praise.
You're like a chick.
Yeah, I am. I'm such a girl.
God. Like, why? Like, what?
I'm like a hairy, horny girl that loves to shove my dick in things.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And it was just so sad, though. Like, at least...
You're so depressing as a human being.
Well, Twitter... offers something where I can go out there and it's like, at the end of the day, I grew my brand, whatever the hell that means. God, that's such a jive-ass thing to say. I grew the Papa's Basement brand, man. But I went out there and I did it.
Yeah.
It's not like, okay, back, Facebook kind of cleaned up because Facebook is based around people you know. So you can't do much whoring on Facebook. And the search engine wasn't conducive to whoring whatsoever either.
Oh yeah.
But MySpace, it's the same energy that I poured for easily 2 years into MySpace.
MySpace.
Oh, the search engine. This is the search.
Did you go to college? Did you not go to college? Why were you on MySpace?
I went to college.
And you were on MySpace in college? Were you not good at, like, were you not invited to Facebook? Did you not go to a real college?
I didn't touch Facebook for a long time because there was no search engine that said search for single brunettes who are taller than 5'4" and, like, under
5'10". God.
And you can weed out the ones that have kids.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
That is all I ever did for two friggin' years.
Oh, so you were going Facebook because you couldn't scam on chicks.
Yeah, what was the point? I could talk. What, I'm going to add the friends I know from school? I talk to them through IM.
Yeah.
But MySpace, it was just like 5 miles from within your zip code, look up the singles, and go on an ass hunt.
Jesus Christ.
It was...
How many chicks did you actually bone that you met through through MySpace?
MySpace was... God, I'm trying to think. Because, okay, are we going to lump in... We'll get to the MySpace precursors, too. Are we going to lump them in with... I would say...
I guess the real question is how many girls have you had sex with that you had actually met in person before you fucked them? Like, that you didn't meet online? Like, what's the ratio of girls that you fucked that you met online and talked to exclusively online except for the fucking and that you met in person?
I would say for banging, it's pretty high. It's easily 50% of the chicks I've nailed.
That's so creepy. You're like such an internet creepster.
I really am. Well, the fooling around.
Oh, God.
I think the fooling around ratio is a lot. Like, I've done all of my fooling around as chicks I've pretty much met in the flesh. But there's something about the fact you can just get on MySpace and you could do all the legwork back in the day. Like, all of your legwork online. You would literally just have to show up and you're getting some. And you were MySpacing, like, five people at the same time. It was so by the numbers.
You're such a hooer. I can't get over you. Oh, my God. I can't believe I talked to you after you tried to scam on me online. Oh, my God.
Hey,
Jesus, God. It worked.
No. I mean, I've curbed all net scamming. It's just people are too wise to it now. There's nothing you can do online.
It's true. Especially on Facebook. Especially since, like, the only people who use MySpace now are, like, single mothers.
Oh, we all know what MySpace looks like now. Come on.
Ugh.
Come on. It looks like a Public Enemy concert circa 1988. That's all I'm saying. not so many high fades anymore, but you get what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
I
know. MySpace is basically, for people who didn't go to college and therefore don't care about Facebook, and for, like, bands to, like, put their songs and shit on.
MySpace has a lot of independent rappers.
Yeah.
We can leave it at that. A lot of rappers, a lot of single moms.
Oh, jeez.
That's about what MySpace is good for now.
All of whom you're trying to ban.
No, I do not buy into the MILF myth whatsoever.
You're not into MILF? Oh, because you're just afraid that your tiny penis won't fit in their child's vagina.
Okay, first of all, even John Holmes couldn't measure up to an infant. What?
Yeah, it's meant to stretch out, but it's meant to snap back. Like,
it doesn't. It doesn't.
No, you've never asked.
It's like Kevin Garnett after knee surgery. It's like, I guess it's Kevin Garnett, but it ain't Kevin Garnett.
Oh my God!
It ain't the same.
Such an asshole.
Like, it's still around and it's wearing the same jersey, but.
It ain't the same.
Oh, you ain't fooling anybody. That's just how I feel.
God.
It's like, God, and you hear about birth, it's like people's rectums tear open, their vag rips, like poop is coming out everywhere.
There's poop, I'm never having children. That sounds like the worst
It's
thing
a night, yeah. Like, if I get married and I'm rich, I'll pay some, like, poor Guatemalan to actually grow the baby inside it.
And
hopefully it won't come out too tan because of that, you know?
by proxy, just like from rubbing up on the uterine walls, like.
Exactly. All the Goya it was fed for 9 months. All those Virgin Mary candles it inhaled secondhand. No one needs that. No one needs that in its baby. Yeah. All the cleaning products that were inhaled for 9 months.
The Fabuloso. No. No. Okay.
What is that? By the way, is that something you see advertised during Peligrosa or?
Yeah, it's like if you go to Walmart, they have like all the American cleaners, and then they have the one like Mexican cleaner, and it's called like Fabuloso.
I wonder which sells like a motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's like a whole line of like floor wax and like all this shit, and it's like
all these endorsements from soccer players. Like no one has any idea what it is.
Yeah, and that's like what Hispanics buy, I guess, because it's cheap and.
No, keep going with that one. Keep going. I want to alienate some of our listeners right now.
No. Hey, you know you made the crack about...
Yeah, but I do it with skill. I do it with a laugh in my voice. You're talking... You're pretty much like planning how to make a Jewskin lampshade over here.
What?
I don't need you taking it to this dark place.
Don't throw me into the bus, you piece of shit. You're the one who's always like asking
piece
me
of shit.
To hit on me.
Piece of shit. What was that?
I hate you.
What? You said I ask about the stories of the black dudes hitting on you?
Like, every time I mention something, you're like, oh, were they black?
Yeah. Well, okay.
And you make me sound like a total asshole.
tell me about who hit on you earlier today, Rachel, that you told me about when we were planning the show.
No one?
Yeah. Tell me the story.
A nice, short, little Caucasian Jewish man.
That's not what I heard.
And said,
I heard that
they and said, "Excuse me, ma'am. I would like."
I have many gold pieces. I wish to spend my life sharing with you. No, that is not what happened. It sounded like Q-Tip and Fife Dog were hitting on you, or Black Star. Take your pick.
No, it was two guys. They were hitting on me.
And what did they do? And how did they meet you? I mean, they're obviously friends of yours, or what?
No, I was in the Food Lion getting some groceries.
Buying some tainted and cheap produce? Go on.
No!
Food Lion is garbage. Every Food Lion in my area closed and has been replaced with a Stein Mart or like a Bottom Dollar. Where they sell hot dogs.
Dollar.
Oh, yeah, they sell hot dogs, like, made out of bone and sawdust.
Like the red ones?
Oh, it's like 48 cents for 24 of them.
Oh, God. No, so I was coming out of the Food Lion, and I was walking out, and I walked in front of these two guys. And
what did they look like? What did these two guys, what?
I didn't see them.
How would you characterize them?
Didn't turn around. I didn't see them. All I heard was out of the blue. I was, someone was like,
I love
damn!
Men.
What happened?
No. Out of the blue, all I hear, just like out of nowhere, some guy behind me was like, damn!
And if you had to guess from his exclamation of damn, what would you peg his ethnicity as?
French.
It was not Daim. No, it was damn. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb. And
yeah, no, I mean, yeah, okay. Some black guys hit on me today.
What did the black guys say after the damn? After that poetry was coaxed forth from their lips by your form, what else happened?
He said...
To, these two modern-day Cyranos, what did they come up with?
He goes, I could walk behind that all day.
Wow. So the black man's were... the black man's is was a fan of your behind.
That's my duty, because I forgot to change into actual pants before I left the house today, and I was wearing some leggings that I was wearing earlier in the
leggings,
day.
Leggings and nothing else.
No, I had an Oxford shirt on top.
So no bottoms. You were
leggings.
You were like Baloo and Tailspin.
No, leggings. leggings, his pants. Girls do that, and I'm usually annoyed by it, but I didn't, like, they're like exercise pants.
Oh, I thought you meant tight. Leggings, like those scarves that Jennifer Beals wrapped around her leg in Flashdance. So it was just like stuff up to your knee and then no pants, just your crotch hanging out.
No, those are stockings. No, leggings. They were like, they're really tight exercise pants that are like, you know.
You brought that upon yourself.
I didn't think about it. I just left. I walked out of the house. I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
What can I say?
You thought about it.
No!
I said I'm a little down. It's been a tough day. You know what I could really use? Couple of brothers hollering.
No, I'm not like other girls like that. I'm not that desperate for attention.
Really?
If I was that desperate.
Really now?
No. What?
Nothing. Nothing.
What are you? Why do you have to be such a dick? Is all I'm saying.
You declared earlier in the show you're going to make my life hell. I am just. I'm not even trying to make
I'm
your life
I'm not the
hell.
One who constantly refreshes my Twitter feed so I can get like some minor validation from some person who's like,
that's how I know my life is
hilarious.
That's how I know my life is going in the right direction when I wake up at 11:30 in the bed I grew up in.
You lead such a sad and lonely existence.
All right, Pat, can you pad for 3 seconds while I run and get my water?
Are you serious?
It's right across the table. Can you just sing? I don't know.
What do you... Okay.
It's right across the... I'm just dying. I need
a
swig.
That's fine. John's going to go get his water, probably go and masturbate and be alone and, I don't know, something that involves his tiny penis.
There we go.
I get nothing. Sweet. I can't insult you on the fly.
Sweet and nourishing.
Okay.
Oh, God. Tastes even better when it's been in the sunlight all day in that plastic bottle.
Are you drinking brownie batter, Fatty?
Carcinogenic. Yes, that's what I do. I take a packet of Aunt Jemima and I dump milk in it and I call it Papa Giorgio water.
God.
I call it Papa water and I drink it when I work out.
God. And then you throw vomit all over the treadmill. Gross reams of maple syrup scented vomit.
Oh God. I wanna go home. We have 20-something more minutes, and then I can go home and play with my new video games.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
You're such a loser for video games.
I scored the mother load yesterday off of Craigslist.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are you big on Craigslist?
I only use it to sell my body. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I haven't really explored the site a lot.
What are most of your customers look like?
Like you, hairy, small penises, pretty fat, usually crying.
I was picturing the Wu-Tang Clan.
They usually want me to stuff ice cream sandwiches in their mouth with my feet.
Really?
Yeah. So, and then jizz on me.
I was picturing the cast of The Wood.
The Wood. Hey, Diggs.
There you
MRF.
Yeah. They wheel you in along with the catering cart during break.
Oh, shut up. No, actually, Craigslist, the only thing I've ever used Craigslist for, I've sold my laptop, and, like, every time we move, if there's something that won't fit in, like, our new apartment, I just sell it on Craigslist.
Yeah.
and I've actually found a couple of jobs on Craigslist. It's really sad how Craigslist is a more legit source for finding jobs than, like, career builder.
Oh, how do you think I got my very first radio gig?
Really? From Craigslist?
Craigslist. That was my very first job, and I've parlayed that into real low-paying radio work since. But
it's such a huge success.
Started with Craigslist at a mighty $10 an hour.
Oh. Well, I got the job that I have right now, I actually got on Craigslist, too, so go us!
Yeah. Well,
we're winners.
I love Craigslist because I am just cheap as hell. I love a bargain. I know, if you want to know how cheap I am, when I totaled my
how
car...
How cheap are you?
You need to knock that ass off. I will beat you for that. Later it's going to be, how fat are you? And that'll be the end of the show.
He's going to cut my mic off.
Yeah. And I'll do 45 minutes about porn and how I need people to love me, and then I'll walk out of the studio. That'll be our show.
God. No. Okay, so you're a cheap bastard.
If you want to know how cheap I am, I totaled my previous car, the luxurious 07 Ford Focus. So that should be a hint right there about how I like to throw around money. But I totaled that bitch, and I took about 3 months waiting to get a replacement. Like, I just hunted for bargain after bargain after bargain.
What did you do in the meantime? Did your mom drive you around?
Took my mom's car, because I always work nights for the radio stations. It actually wasn't that big a conflict. Mm-hmm. And if I had lock stuff, I would just drive her to work at 8 a.m. God.
Oh, God, 8 a.m.
Disgusting.
What a horrible time to have to wake up.
Disgusting. Ugh. Didn't know that hour still existed, but apparently it does.
Okay. So you're wheeling and dealing on Craigslist?
I like it. That's how I furnished a couple of my apartments when I lived on my own.
Nice. I hate you.
Not a myth. I've actually done that from time to time.
So when you moved back in your mom's place and you knew you'd be, like, using all of your childhood furniture, did you resell all of your Craigslist stuff on Craigslist?
I sold some of it. The rest is at my buddy's house. He's also had to move back in, and it's filling his garage currently.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You are
just a bunch of shining stars, their lives shooting in the right trajectory. Life isn't a cruel joke.
Not at all.
Yeah, I can't get enough of it, because you can always, I like to sell crap on it. You can whore people down quite easily, but a couple means you can, you know, just lowball them via email, which doesn't work, because people, it's so funny, people's interpersonal skills are so atrophied by doing everything online now that they'll be overly aggressive if you try to pull anything via email, and it'll be like, no, go to hell, I'm not changing this price whatsoever. But if you see them online, if you meet them in person, once you've worked something out and you show up, it's like, I know you said 60, but I think you want 50. They'll be so scared of, like, getting raped, maybe. I don't even know what's going through their head. But
you look like a rape. Do you use the fact that you look like a rapist to your advantage when you're bartering?
I don't look like a rapist. I just look like a non-successful Jew, like the one that isn't a lawyer or a doctor, like one of the crazy ones.
Wait, you look like a Jew?
I look like a Jew? God, yeah.
How so? Do you have, like, the little Hasidic Jew curls on the side or something?
Yeah, I have the rabbi sideburns.
Carry a menorah around with you?
Yes, I do that too. No, I got a busted-ass nose, and I'm just dark and hairy. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah.
What does a Jew look like? I mean, I'm not holding a diamond and stroking my chin, but
you're the one that went there. I'm just trying to figure out what your thought process is. I do have to throw out there that I love meeting big noses.
Oh, really? You'd get along with Will. He loves busted ass beaks. I want to breed it out of me if I can help it.
No, love it, love it, love it, love it. I've never dated a Jewish guy, but I've always had a bit of a preference for Jewish guys if I could choose. But
my mom likes them too. Thank God I was Greek. Thank Christ.
Why?
I don't know. The older I get, the pickier I am. I just, whenever I finally have kids, it's going to be a white brunette broad, 6 foot. And they're going to breed me some athletes, and that'll be the retirement plan.
God.
I will have the one white running back or guy on the basketball court, and I'll be like, yeah, that one's mine.
Oh, God. I genetically engineered that one.
That's all I look at. Marriage is just my little breeding program. That's all I care about.
A horrible human being.
I could meet the most amazing woman. If she was like 5'2", I'd be like, this isn't going to go anywhere. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
You make me happy, but short person happy.
How do you really, you've been doing this show for what, 2 years?
Close to three. We're about to hit three.
Almost three. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I'm not going to touch the fact that you've been doing this 3 years and you're still doing like a weekly podcast.
Yeah.
Like a public access station. But, so you've been doing this for almost 3 years.
Worked out for Wayne Campbell and Garth Algar, but continue.
Yeah. So, and you've had sex with girls since you started doing the radio show?
Mm-hmm.
How? How do girls listen to you on this show and still want to bone you? How?
I own a lot of guns.
Yeah? Okay. That makes sense.
Rape jokes.
You have very good power of persuasion.
Yeah, I have a lot of knives. I've studied a lot of martial arts that scare girls when we're in a one-on-one situation.
Oh my god, seriously. Like, how do girls listen to this show and are like, man, I'm going to have sex with him?
Why wouldn't they? It sounds exciting. I sound like a dynamic...
Being judged and then being later made fun of for other people to listen to on your show and being like...
I don't make fun of... Okay, you hear all the people... I've made fun of.
Yeah, but they're naming by name on your show and saying that...
Yeah, given their graduating class so you can look them up on Facebook and be 100%.
Yeah,
I don't talk about all the people that I have a pretty good time with and have, you know, good sex with or whatever. That's not funny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, Rachel, guess what I did last week? I got lost in my lover's arms for hours. It was amazing. Our two bodies felt as one.
Oh, that's a lie. You haven't had sex in like a year.
It's been a bit. It's been a bit.
No one would want to have sex with you.
I don't know where to take that. I guess not.
Okay, where were we?
We were talking about the
life. That's what I managed to completely fucking derail this entire episode.
Yeah. We handle that one, sidekick. Way to study those improv notes I've emailed you. Rule one of improv, derail everything.
Hey, I learned from the best improv teacher in Carborough, North Carolina.
Why do I think it was just some old black dude hitting on you and that was his in?
No, it's actually
I'll teach you
like
the ways
guy.
Of improvs.
He kind of looks like a Jew and... I kind of had a crush on him because he thought I was really funny, and he hugged me because he thought I was really, like, inappropriate and funny, like Tina Fey.
Uh-huh.
He was like...
That was his in, like, by the way. He just wanted
to
bang you.
Did I stop cussing? And he's like, no, don't ever stop cussing. You're awesome. And I was like, let's have sex.
Really?
No, I never said that.
Okay. All right, Kevin, we'll get to
the
back.
I'm just saying I would. All you have to do is say I'm funny.
Really? No, mm-hmm. No danger of that happening here, then. Okay, back to Craigslist. You all right there? Come on. There we go. Dead air.
I can kill you.
You studied the rules of improv and radio. We've got saying no a lot and dead air.
I've learned from the best.
Yeah.
Veronica.
Screw you! Oh my god! That's what
I'm texting right now. I don't know if you can tell. I'm completely ignoring you and what you're trying to say to me and include me in your conversation.
Oh god.
No, seriously, but I am tweeting right now about how much I hate you, so I'm
really?
Sure you'll have lots of replies now.
Great. No, because after this, I'm going to go home and play about 5 hours of Super Mario Galaxy.
Why?
Because it is amazing.
Is that a game from the 70s? Is that like Pong?
That came out 3 years ago. Don't even try to pull that crap on me.
Okay,
we'll get to the whole, you'll learn about Super Mario Galaxy when I get to the Craigslist stuff. Can I?
Yeah. Someone on Twitter said vagina boob.
That contributed so much in every way to this dialogue.
Here's the Craigslist story. So you're trolling on Craigslist for...
I'm trolling for my usual Thai lady boys.
Thai lady boys.
No, I got my mom a Wii about 3-4 weeks ago. And Will, my brother
mom,
Will.
You mean you.
Yeah, he joked I might as well have purchased her a bowling ball named Homer. For those that get the Simpsons reference. But I really did want her... to use the damn thing, get some exercise, run around, play some tennis, whatever, you know?
Uh-huh.
She hasn't touched it, so of course... What?
Are you trying to say that your mom is fat? Because she may have picked up on that, and that may be why she doesn't like your gift.
Well,
you're a terrible son.
I mean, given, like, her mother, my grandma, was, like, built more like a gorilla than a human.
Is that your Yaya?
Yaya. I love Yaya. Rest in peace. But Yaya was built like Q-Bert. It was like 4'11", 230 or something. Like, I think I weigh less than Yaya.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yaya was an impressive stature on that woman. I really don't like to... She must have had sex. I mean, my mom exists, but I don't like to consider that whatsoever. kind of fighting it down now that I'm really thinking about the mechanics of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good old unshaven 40s sex. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah, people have sex and they don't shave their vagina parts. It's true.
Mm-mm.
I think people even do that nowadays.
Oh, no. No, no.
It happens.
Maybe like on the island on Lost. Otherwise, no.
God damn it. So you got a shitty gift for your mom, but it was really for yourself. So you're shopping on Craigslist for games for it.
Yeah, because
to recap,
who wants to be a horse's ass and pay $50 for a game in the store? And even
from
games.
The 70s, yeah.
No, these are Wii games. Stop making fun of the age. It doesn't apply here. This is me like buying a system so I can act young and hip and touch the neighborhood kids.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good.
Okay.
So you're shopping for games.
I'm shopping for games. And yesterday, I stumble upon the Motherlode.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking, we had Super Mario Galaxy 1,
mm-hmm.
which came out in 2007, smartass. We had Super Smash Brothers, Metroid 3, Okami, just like 7 or 8 really, really good games. I would say the average price from about 25 each used from a used store. This guy wanted $60.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
for how many games total?
8.
That's crazy.
It was like, I could...
This was $10 a game.
I could turn around and sell it to GameStop or another used game for like $80 in cash. No problem.
Nice.
So, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this? This has got to be some, like, pedophile scam, to use the British pronunciation. Pedo.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be some pedo scam.
And you're exactly who he was targeting.
Yeah.
The pedophile.
29-year-old guys that look Jewish. Body hair everywhere.
So much body hair. You're not passing for a 12-year-old.
No.
Maybe
in Chernobyl.
So, you call them?
I call up. And I'm trying to feel the guy out. I want to see if it's a scam. You know, a lot of people will sell, like, burned copies of games. Or it's a hacked Wii. And that's the kind of the joke. It's like, oh, I have 100 games plus my Wii for $200. But they're, you know, like, burns that are put on a little internal hard drive. And it's all just going to burst into flame in 5 minutes. So
okay.
I call. And he answers with a thick Vietnamese accent. He's,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, hey. And so I probe a little. I'm like, all right, the game's...
Hey, Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, I saw.
Okay.
With his eyes pulled to the side. No.
Go.
So I'm feeling him out. I'm like, yeah, these are legit games. They'll work on everything. He's like, come, just come see. You will not be disappointed. I'm like, God damn, I cannot say no to this. I mean, this is a lot of games, man. Pretty much everything I wanted to buy on the stupid Wii. Like, that's the beauty of owning a Wii. You can have every good game, and it's like 6 of them or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's just not much on it. Where'd your mouth go? It's not near the phone. What are you doing?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Now
can you hear me now?
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Too loud. Too loud. No good.
I'm here.
So my mom gets wind of this.
Okay.
And my mom, God bless her, she raised me like a veal, was so overprotective. If you want to know why I suck at life, it's because my mom felt the need to cock block me from any disappointment, any kind of failure.
Oh.
Yeah, so she gets wind of this, and she goes, John, if the deal's too good to be true, it obviously is. This man obviously wants something else. So, at first... What was that?
Like butt sex?
Yeah, at first I think she's angling like, you know, he's going to answer the door in a bath towel. And then just be like, yeah, you're not getting these games for just $60. And I don't know, if I had played like 5 minutes of Mario Galaxy, I might have said yes, you know? $60 plus my dignity.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, which, let's be honest, is worth nothing at this point.
Very, very little. The dignity of a man who's living at home at 29 and, you know, working part-time for 15 an hour.
Getting all paranoid about Wii games on Craigslist from his mom.
Yeah, so she starts spouting off, and she's like, obviously something's afoot here.
Did she really say afoot?
Probably. Knowing her, I'm something as lame as afoot came out of her mouth.
So your mom is also, like, super mega paranoid about everything?
Oh, everyone is out to rape and murder. We live...
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Our neighborhood now looks like there's a lot of, like, Inca Kola drunk on the block, but it's still very, very safe.
Uh-huh.
And she'll get pissed, like, if I don't lock the door on the way to the mailbox, pretty much.
Oh, God.
Because there are people lurking to rape her around every corner.
Yeah.
And, of course, I always retort with, who would ever rape you? Who hates themselves that much? And she always has to say...
Wait, you said that to your mother?
Yeah. I'm like, why wouldn't they rape something hot? And she's like, it's a crime of hate, not a crime of passion.
Sex.
Yeah, that's what she says, too.
Obviously a boy. You don't understand.
Why would you ever rape something ugly? I can get that...
It's not about sex! It's not about having sex with someone hot that you wouldn't normally otherwise be able to have sex with. That's not what rape is about. Rape is about, like, completely making someone feel, like, subhuman and, like, asserting, like, your power over them to completely violate them in horrible ways. Like, it's not about, like, I want to have sex with that blonde girl and she wouldn't fuck me otherwise, so I'm going to, like, punch her out and, like, rape her in a back alley, like...
Those are literally the darkest words that have ever been spoken on this show. Rachel Bateman. Why don't you go shove a kitten into an ATM?
Screw you! I'm just saying, just a little lesson.
Okay.
That you're wrong, and you shouldn't talk to your mother like that, because it's very disrespectful.
I hope someday I'm on trial for rape, and they play this, and it vindicates me, because they'll say, Your Honor, clearly this man doesn't know what rape's really about.
No, hey,
just like someone would say Soulja Boy doesn't know what hip-hop's really about.
Hey, no one is clearing him of his crimes to the world. Crimes against the world.
God bless him.
Okay, so you made fun of your mom about being raped, and
then I hugged her and kissed her, and she said...
On the lips.
Yeah, on the lips for 5 to 7 seconds.
His little tongue.
As I grabbed a handful of her hair.
Motherly tongue.
And then I smacked her on the ass.
Yeah.
Said,
okay.
Said, I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave.
And then were you like, I could walk behind that all day.
Yeah, and then I threw a dizam in there for good measure.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
All right.
The story's never going to end.
No, it won't.
Okay.
You will never get to tell the story of you getting a new job.
I don't give a shit at this point.
This is like
I'm so ready for this to be over.
This is like your Bandam death march. Just make this stop. This is what rape's about. All the power in the situation.
Come in.
I'm raping you with my Craigslist story right now.
You're raping my soul.
I'm raping you with the aid of Mario and the rest of the Super Smash Brothers. We all take turns on your soul.
No, okay.
Nice
the
call.
Game.
Yeah, yeah. So it starts to take root in my mind, like maybe the old coot is onto something.
Yeah.
Those really were.
Yep. Mhm.
You know what?
What?
You want to help here?
Trying to agree with you.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'll be quiet now.
To say it like your ex-boyfriend, just keep it real silent, and this will be over 90 seconds. All right. You don't have to be that silent. I need a ooh daddy here or there. Okay. So, as I'm driving to this guy's house, I figure it really does have to be too good to be true, and I calculate a scheme that if I get one of my buddies... to call this man, thanks for that, And the guy says, hey, the games are still available, even though I'm driving over there. Okay, Rachel, come on. Come on, snap out of it. I can't do it. I can't do this.
Can't do what? Tell your story. Tell your story. I'm just...
Tell my story in silence. I need you here.
I'm here.
Okay, just pipe up a little here and there. Can you feign interest for 60 more seconds?
Oh, so you got your friend to call.
Got my friend to call.
The games.
And the man said, hey, yeah, someone's coming to pick them up.
Okay.
So I knew at that point he was legit, but I still wanted to be safe. So I tucked a knife into my waistband of my gym shorts.
You're kidding me.
No. No. I
tucked an army knife or like a butter knife? Or
no, like an actual, I bought it ever since I started locksmithing in the ghetto. Like an actual like 6-inch, I could kill you with this blade.
What? Does it have like one of those like deer horn handles?
No.
Is it the skin woodland creatures that you catch?
No, it's some weird kraut brand. It's something German, and it, oh, you know, it probably Lord. Translates to Jew killer in their in their tongue.
Oh, okay. But, so
he answers the door.
Or anything, or you just have like this unsheathed knife next to your dick.
It folds in on itself. It's just a big long blade that folds in on itself. So I have that tucked right above my junk.
Oh my God, you're such a loser.
As I walk into this guy's place, and the instant I get in, I realize he's normal and he's on the level. And just like it always is with the Papa Giorgio family, the outsiders aren't the weird freaks who are carrying the deadly implements. It's us. You know, this guy's got a stranger from the internet in his house with a knife.
Ready to, like, murder him if he
If he looks at me cockeyed, I'm ready to cut out his trachea.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be Highlander up in this bitch.
That's, like, the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. When you finally make it into the studio, that's how I'll greet you, too.
With a knife.
I'll have a knife tucked in my waistband in case you get sassy.
Oh.
In case you have any designs for me.
So when am I going to be in the studio?
I don't know. Whenever you get off your donut and get up here.
My donut.
You're a donut.
Donut's just fine.
So there you go. I'm now the proud owner of like 7-8 real good working Wii games. And Mario Galaxy is first and foremost upon them. And I spent like 2 hours today playing it. And I want to go home and play it some more.
Like, what is that?
It is Mario and he runs around little globes.
In relation to Mario Kart, what is Mario Galaxy?
You take away the cart, and you take away the banana peels.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it's the same game.
Okay.
You play it with the Wii wheel and everything.
Do you really?
No. They're nothing alike, but it has Mario in the name.
Well, that's good. Do you have Mario Kart?
No. We'll have a gay game segment another day, I promise. Along with the segment where we bitch about the tweeter followers, the twatters.
Oh, our Twitter followers are awesome. They're so
I like
nice.
Them. They're the only reason I keep doing this crap.
Oh.
Anytime they tweet.
Otherwise you would just kill yourself out of sadness of your life.
If I were home right now, my mom got like a box of stovetop stuffing, I would literally just throw it into a bathtub of warm water and eat my way to the bottom. That is how you end the pain.
You gotta stop eating, binge eating so much. You're gonna die.
No, it makes me happy.
No, but it doesn't.
But I eat because I'm sad, and I'm sad because I eat.
Exactly.
It's a vicious cycle.
Oh, jeez. Maybe if more people follow you on Twitter, you'll qualify for Celebrity Fit Club.
I think maybe it would cheer me up if more people tweeted at Papa's Basement or followed at Papa's Basement.
Dude, I think if you hit 3,000 followers, you'd definitely, definitely be qualified for Celebrity Fit Club.
Something to shoot for.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, we can get up out of this bitch. We are done for the night.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you.
Why? No, that was good. It was a good show.
I love the enthusiasm that I've managed to drain out of you in, what, 5-6 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Plug your crap. Plug your crap, dear friend Rachel.
You can read my blog at gaggingtowardsbethlehem.com. and I am launching my Kickstarter project for my book at the end of this week, I hope. And you can tweet me at GeggingTwards.
And for the real goods, for the show, you can go to InPapa'sBasement.com. I didn't hear you say that. Tweet us both, actually, at Papa's Basement. On Facebook, just go to Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And not this Saturday, but after that, again, if you want to listen live, go to www.fcac.org/WEBR. I am John Papa Giorgio. She was Rachel Oring. This was Papa's Basement, and we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.